Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of his father, Imam Zainul Abidin. As you know, today is the martyrdom of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most sad and solemn day. You know, many virtues have been narrated about Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, many virtues. One of the virtues which has been narrated about him is the following. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said the following: verily he, meaning Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the needy, the disabled, the poor, and the destitute to be present at his food spread. He liked them to be present at his tablecloth when he used to eat. He used to serve them with his own hands, meaning when they came to visit him and eat with him, it wasn't that Imam used to tell his servant to come and give them food. Rather, the Imam used to present them with the food with his own hands. If anyone among them had a family, this is very beautiful, he used to take the food to their household. You know, if somebody had a family, you know, this needy person who came to visit the Imam, if they had a family at home who weren't able to visit, the Imam used to pack the food and take the food to the house of the person himself, right? And finally, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says the following: he never ate any food but that he first gave some charity from it. And he would never begin a meal unless he took a portion out from it and he gave it away as charity. This is some of the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In another beautiful hadith, we read the following from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: on the day of judgment, a caller will call, where is the adornment of the worshippers, Zainul Abidin? Where is he? And it is as if I am looking at my son, Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, emerging from the rows of people and moving towards the caller. So in fact, this was a designation that the Prophet himself, he affirmed and asserted and gave to the Imam. And in another beautiful hadith, we read the following, again from Imam Baqir. The Imam said, verily Ali ibn al-Husayn had shared his wealth twice with Allah. Perhaps a reference to the fact that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he gave away all of his wealth twice in the name of God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the words of his son, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.